Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Education and Science Committee received a briefing on autistic children and how national standards affects them. Speaking to the committee was Autism New Zealand's Chief Executive, Alison Malloy. She explained the difficulties her organisation faced.
It's a question of resources and time. We have the equivalent of about 17 full-time field staff around the country. There are 6,000 members. There are 40,000 people on the spectrum. The number of children in schools is huge. We do not meet the needs because we don't have the money or the time or the staff to actually do it already. We would love to make this one of the... Well, it is a priority area for us, but so are adults, so are parent education. So it's a matter of managing resources and pulling it together in a coherent way that's useful to other people is problematic at the moment.
Ms. Malloy said many teachers weren't prepared for teaching autistic children.
The thing that actually makes it hard is attitudes, and that work needs to happen in that regard. And one of the things that, from a personal perspective, I think is it's actually teacher training which is crucial. And when we equip all teachers with the skills that they need to cope with any student who walks through the, or comes through the, whatever means, through the front door of the school, that's when things will change significantly.
That idea was backed up by Autism New Zealand's research policy analyst, Matt Frost.
For a lot of our cohort, in particularly in primary schools, kids are struggling to get into school. So if you're struggling to get into school, and I mean, we can tell you of schools and children where five schools said no to those children. So in fact, for those parents, national standards is probably the last thing that they're thinking about. What they're thinking about is actually how do we get this kid into school and succeeding within the school context.
Ms. Malloy explained why national standards might not be suitable for autistic children.
The big issue is that national standards for our children measure failure, not success. How do we shift that? We understand that there are always the ends of the bell curve, and we moderate a program to take account of that. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, and I think that's the biggest problem with national standards, is it's applying something that could work quite well for 70% of our children, the children of New Zealand, but it's actually being applied to 100% in a way that's not helping the schools or the parents, or the children themselves.
But Mr. Frost said that if national standards are the norm for New Zealand pupils, it should be no different for those with autism.
If this is part of the tapestry of education, then I think we do have an obligation to try and make it work. If it's there, and if it's part of the tapestry, that's why Autism New Zealand wanted to work with the ministry. Because you cannot have a situation where kids, and particularly kids, I think, you know, with Asperger's syndrome, go through school and actually we get to 16, 17 and if people say, well, how was your national standards performance? And we say, well, actually we didn't do it because it was all too hard. Well, we get to a point where actually that we could say that about we won't do NCEA because it's all too hard. You know, so I think there is a balancing act there.
Ms. Malloy raised another issue she had with national standards.
I suppose one of the things for me is that back in January when we had the conversation and the ministry was helping us understand what national standards really were, one of the comments that was made at that time was that this is one of a suite of measuring tools. Now, the dilemma that we have is that we're not seeing it as a suite, we're seeing it as a tool. If there was a suite of tools which enabled our children, New Zealand children I'm talking about, to measure their success, that would be fine. Having a tool which has been picked up from the country, modified in some ways that are evidentially questionable, although and then applied across the board to everybody, it's not right. If there's a suite of tools, that would be the way to go.
But any commitments the committee could make over national standards would have to be put forward by the end of this parliamentary term, as explained by committee chairman Alan Peachey.
This committee is running out of its life in terms of the term of the parliament. It would be for the future committee to decide its ongoing interest in this. But certainly this committee will continue to watch this But certainly that for the life of this committee, we'll continue to take an interest in this.
Education and Science Committee Chairman Alan Peachey during a briefing on national standards from Autism New Zealand. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.